in a small town where Yiddishkeit is not too developed.
It's not too developed. Is the main halachos of mikvois. We're not talking about enough knowledge to build a mikveh. As a matter of fact, I heard someone that there is a chazoka. The Gemara says that person won't waste money. In odom teirea besudo machsido. If you invested money, the chances are that you don't want it to be wasted. So if a beautiful mikveh was built, the chances are that even though you don't know exactly who built it and how it was built, so the government, the building itself, you can rely on the chazok as the person probably, in the, especially if it's if there was a rov that knew how to, who was a Talmid Chochem, that the chances are that he checked up the halachas and he knew how to build it. But there are some problems that come up in mikvois that you have to... Yeah.
What is that? Where does it come from?
The halachas specifically, the Inolot Rabbisul Mafsido is legabe the Taine. Pesach Pasuk, do you believe the person who already spent the money? In those days, the men used to pay for the wedding. And then he comes and claims, Pesach Pasuk, do you believe him? So the Gemara uses this for it. Would he have wasted money for the wedding? I mean, otherwise, why should you believe him? But you know, a person won't waste money, so it's used just as a... Of course, it's not the exact same case, but it's used as a... No. I'm telling you, like a generalization. The chances are that it's a chazoka that if there was a rov, and it's interesting. Reb Moshe has such a very interesting tshuva concerning the choshes, the different suspicions that you can have. So he says, what, you're going to ask Shilas on the rov? I mean, and he speaks very sharply. Maybe if we'll have a chance, maybe we'll read that part of the tshuva very sharply. What do you mean? If he was not Talmid Chochem, fine. But you know that he was a Talmid Chochem. Maybe he didn't know this and this halacha. You're not allowed to think in those terms, right? And that's as far as the building of the mikveh. Oh, so there are certain things that it won't help you. This is why I felt that since there are a few details that are important and the shalas that come up, that even when you see it and you look at it, it won't help you to know how it was built. And in order to understand what problems may come up, even once it's built, and what do you have to look for, maybe it's important we should go through some of the halachas here in Reish Shalim. It's only one siman. It's a long siman, really, but let's choose some of the halachas. For some of you, it'll be a chazore, but it's important to keep in mind this is soydos. Here is Reish Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Really, I was going to go straight into the tshuvas of Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe has some very interesting tshuvas concerning mikvahs, how the usage of a swimming pool for a mikvah and so on. But I figure that unless we go through the yesoidos, we won't understand what he's talking about. Reish Aleph, Ein iho isho oilo metumoso berechitzo bemerkas. Stam water won't take away her tume. Vafilu olu oleo kol meimoy shebo oilo adain hi betumoso. Water is not the thing that's metaher. It has to be water in a special state. So, what do you need? Either b'mei mikvo or mayon. So those are the two things, mikvo or mayon, that take away the tumah. Now, what's a mayon? Mayon is any water that's attached to the mokor of the water. The ocean is a mayon. A normal river is a mayon. That's a mayon. In certain areas, I remember back home in Uruguay, wherever it's a city surrounded by water. And if you dug a few meters down, you are you'll always find water. According to the halacha, that's called mayon. It's not called a mikveh, it's called mayon. That's water attached to the source. And it makes an enormous anaptamine lehalacha, whether it's a mayon or it's a mikveh, as we are going to see right away. So that water, which is attached to the source, is called the mayon. That's called mayon. Or a mikveh. What's a mikveh? Mikveh is water that's not attached to the source, like for instance rainwater that's not attached to the source. If you gather it and you have our going so, it's also good. Mikveh is also good. And he goes into the measurement that we'll skip. Then he goes like this. What is the difference? Mein mayon metarin bezoichli. A mayon is metaher even if it's not a mikveh, even if the water is not at a standstill, even if it's moving. A river, an ocean, it doesn't matter whether it's moving or not, it's still metaher because mein mayon metar bezoichli. But made geshomim, in other words, made shomim that's used in a mikveh, ein metarin elo beashboiren, zoichlin is no good. Any movement of the water from the mikveh puzzles the mikveh. So we have already the first thing to search for. A crack in the mikveh, old mikvois, very often it gets cracked. And you can tell clearly, I mean, sometimes you can even tell that the level of the mikveh has actually come down. That means that the water is sipping out of the mikveh. That is zoichlin. That is the halacha of zoichlin. Of course, that it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it has to be zechilon nikeres. It says it can be, if you have to measure it with a tape, whether it's half a millimeter less or more, that's not called niker. It has to be mamish adobor niker, something that's obvious to the naked eye that there is a leak from the mikveh that ushers the mikveh, but it's only by a mikveh. But for instance, as I told you, if you have a mikveh of actually made tehoim, of actual water that's attached to the ocean, right? As I told you, if you dig in wet soil and you find water, that it doesn't matter whether it loses, if it's absorbed by the walls or if there is a crack, for instance. I'm just giving you as an example what there is tremendous nafkemine lehaloche between a mayon and a mikveh. So remember the words. A mikveh is only be'ashboiren, only when it's gathered in a standstill, and mayon is metaher both be'ashboiren and bezoichli, both whether it's gathered or it's in constant movement. Next. Yeah.
Wait,
you're going to come to it. I mean, what about a mikveh that's joints? Okay, well that's already we are coming to the details of how to build a mikveh, right? How do you build a mikveh? So as I told you, very many places they used to build a mikveh by finding a mayon. Mamish a mayon, as I told you, they found mea tehoim, and that was the mayon, and you can use that water. Problem is, of course, cleanliness. Right? There's another problem of heating. And we'll see there's a very interesting problem with heating a mikveh. It's not so poshut. You know, we take on as a dover poshut, heating a mikveh. It's not so poshut. From the Gemara is mashma that you can't heat, you can't warm up a mikveh. It's an incredible thing. That's what's much put in the Gemara. But I don't know if we'll have the time today. Maybe next time. But there's a problem. So what do? So you have to get water that can be changed. So what do? So you have to have some kind of a method to kasher that second mikveh, right? The first mikveh is kosher, right? You have made kshomim, let's say they came directly from the kshomim into the bor, or it's in mea tehoim, that is a mayon, okay? Now, so there is a halacha, let me read to you the following. Hoyu hazoichlin min hamayon, misarvi mimanoitfim shehem make shomim. For instance, so first we have the mixture between mayon and make shomim. So now, what halacha does it take on? For instance, what about if you are next to a river that in the summer it's very, very low, almost non-existent, and all of a sudden in the winter, because of the rains, right, you have a full river. Can you use it in the winter? So today is not so much halacha lemaise. I want to tell you, in Europe, it was a dover poshet. You went, you made a hole in the ice very often, and the women, we are talking some years back, they would go into the freezing water, right, and come out. So the question was, were you allowed to use the waters of that river? So this was the problem. In the winter, the Mei Shomim is more than the Mei Mayon, right? The Mei Mayon is very low, because look at this in the summer. In the summer it's very low. So now that the river is so high, then it's considered Mei Shomim. So what happens? Harei HaKoil Kemayon Lechol Dobor. Why? So it says, mentioned in the Neforshim, because we believe that a river doesn't only rise, doesn't only grow in size because of the rainwater. For every drop of rainwater, there is a Mei Tehoim that also comes out. This is what the Gemara says, that for every water that comes down from the Kshomim, there is also water that comes from the Mayon. So therefore, the chances are, it's a chazoke, some kind of a chazoke, that we assume that the water is not really complete so much Mei Kshomim, it's mostly Mei Mayon. Right? But V'chein im robu Mei Kshomim al Mei Nor, what about if you know for sure, let's say it was completely dry in the summer, Eino metarim bezoichlin, you can't use such a river. So therefore, that's where the Chumre comes from, not to use a regular river, right? Because of the problem that you are not sure. You may have more Mei Kshomim, and if you have more Mei Kshomim, what the only way that you can use it is Be'ashboiret, and the river just moves along, it's not Be'ashboiret, Bezoichlin, and Mei Kshomim doesn't become kosher Bezoichlin. That's the problem. Let's say, with a dry, that's what the Meforshim bring down. For instance, in a dry riverbed during the summer. But if there is a regular stream and it just grows, even if it's doubled, you can use. That's what the Meforshim brings down. So what is the Eitzah? The Eitzah is you must make lehakiv kein machatzeles. You have to put some kind of a barrier. Theoretically, you can make from the zoichlin, you can make an ashboiret. If you put up some kind of a wall in the water, right, and you surround the area with a wall, then the zoichlin become ashboiret. So then, even if it is make shomim, it's okay. V'yitbol bohem. And the Ramo paskens v'chein nochon lehoyros ulehachmir. Avol yesh, right? Yes, the hachmir to make the wall around it. Avol yesh matirin litvol benaros kol lashono. Oh, so this way it brings down. I'm sorry. That's where mishum the iker gidul hanor hu memokoy mekoyre. Like I told you, the Gemara says that every water that comes from the top, there is an equal amount, like a chazok, there is an equal amount coming from the water, from the bottom. So therefore, according to the yesh matirin, you can use it. V'cheino hagu beroiv hamekoymois. Still in Europe 400 years ago, v'chol hamekoymois, they are matir to use a river במקום שאין מקווה ואין למחוס ביד הנויקין להקל, כי יש להם על מה שיסמוי בו. But he says, he adds, מיהו יש לזור מליפול בנור המסווה לגמרי. It's completely dry. That's why I told you, if it's completely if it's dry during the summer, then for sure you can't use it. Okay, now what is the next problem? Arboim so she'omru sorich shelo yu she'uvim. How do you make sure that the water is not she'uvim? In other words, it didn't go through a kli, didn't go through a container. Oh. So that is more of a shaila in the building of the mikveh. How do you make sure that there is no container, right? Let's say you're going to gather the rainwater, and then you're going to transfer the rainwater to the mikveh. Or it's going to go through a pipe that has a part that is a container, right? It's a problem. So you have to make sure. So the best way is, if the rainwater directly goes through a hole, right, from let's say the roof into the bore. Or the other way is, you know, the Gemara is in Merubah, I think. The Gemara that talks about, what about if you create something, a kli betolush, separated, and then you are mechaber. You're mechaber to the bais. So really, the bais itself, a mechubor lekarka, is not mekabel tuma. So therefore, really, theoretically, if you build everything within the bais, not that it has a shame kli outside of the bais, you make it into a kli while you are building it, then it's not mekabel tuma. Right? But really, there is a spirit to this, even though in the Rishonim it's mentioned this, that if you build it within, do you understand what I mean? Meaning, if you build a kli outside the tolus, then you connect it to the house, then since it had a shame kli, the tolus, so even the mechubor you can't use it anymore, because it already had a shame of being mekabel tumen. But theoretically, if you build it, right, while, I mean, you are creating the kli while you are building the house, it doesn't have a shame of mekabel tume. But if you remember the Gemara in Bovei Kameh, the Gemara says, but tolush ulusof chibro, since there is a shinu yashem, so it should be mekabel tume. So everybody asked, I mean, in the Eruch HaShulchan, he has a whole shtickle on that. How can they say, I mean, we won't go into it, but how can they say that if you create a kli b'mechubor, it's not mekabel tumah? The Gemara says clearly that it has a din kli, because it's called a shinui hashem, even if you are first mechaberet and you create the keli b'mechubor. So they answer that the Gemara, that the Rishonim only mean for something which is only tefillah derabbanan, but with the rice it doesn't help. Lemaise, you have to be careful. Anything that has a shame kli, lemosh, let me give you an example. Let's say, Remosh is a very interesting question that somebody asked him. If, let's say, a bathtub. A bathtub, for sure it's a kli, right? So if you are going to build a bathtub and then attach it to the ground and fill it up with water, for sure you can't use it for a mikveh, true? Because it has a shein kli before it was mechuber to the karka. But what about if you cover the tiles with some kind of a covering? I don't remember what he asked about. A covering, and it looks exactly like a bathtub. So then you have created a kli b'mechubor. And since we are mahmir, right, that something which is a shame kli, even b'mechubor, is no good, like the Gemara in Bovei Kameh. So any mikveh that looks like a bathtub, in other words, like one piece, not tiles, if it looks like tiles, it's okay. But if it's covered with some kind, I forgot already what the question was. We'll have a chance to go through this question in Reb Moshe. So he asked Reb Moshe whether maybe that we should be machmir any mikveh that looks like a bathtub, like a covering of some kind of a material over the tiles, it should be the din of keli, even though it wasn't a bathtub, it was tolush, and then you were mechaberet. But after all, you have created a bathtub. A bathtub is a kli. It's a shinui Hashem, like the Gemara says in Bobekameh. How can you use it for a mikveh? So Reb Moshe says, no, because you just try to take off the covering of the tiles, right? And taking it off, will you be able to? It's obviously that the covering is bottled to tiles. That's how the Moshe is muttering. I'm just pointing out to you the shyness that may come up because of the problem that anything that has a shame klipe mechubor, even though it wasn't a klipe tolush, you already have a problem of sheuvim, of mine sheuvim, mine that went through a container. So that's what he said like this. Vim kola mikvehi sheuvim, says the Ramo in this aloche gimel, posul mina toiro usfeiko lechumre. Avodim roiva mikve kosher vehamuetu sheuvim. What about if you have 21 so of mayim ksherim and 21 sheuvim? Then it's a sofek the rabbonon, because with the rabbonon you require that you should have all mem so mayim ksherim. Even though midor rice you can be soimech on rov, rubo kekulo, 21 so is enough, but the midorabonon is osur. So this is why, even the midorabonon, you need all mem so of kosher water. Yeah?
Standard mikvahs.
So they have something. So in many places.
The roof itself doesn't have a
shem kli. No, doesn't have a shem kli, but a shem
bais. Right. So that's okay, right?
Then it's okay. Right. So if you have a direct thing that in the winter, for instance, in places, for instance, in the winter it rains. So every winter they clean out the bore, they let new rainwater fill up the bore, and that's it. You have a kosher mikveh.
Is there trouble
with the pipes? The pipes is the problem. Right, and that's what we'll have to see how, what. But again, that's already a shaili in the building. It's not already a what?
Don't
have a base kibul. But
can't see. It's in the building.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because if it is a shame pipe, right? Some say the pipe in itself is a kli, but it's only a kli, right? If it has a base, it has to have a container. In other words, if you have a pipe, for instance, in a 90 degree angle, for instance, right, this is called a container, right? The part which is in the angle is called a container, because if you turn it, you can hold water in it. Okay? So there are problems with the pipe, but again, those are problems in building. Okay?
You mean that even though the pipe, as it's at the moment,
it doesn't matter. If you turn it, in other words, this angle, could it be a base kibble? Then it is a base kibble. It doesn't have to be that right now it's upside down, makes absolutely no difference. That becomes a base kibble. Any position of the pipe that theoretically can be used as a base kibble is a base kibble. Okay?
Almost any angle.
What?
At almost any angle, whether it's even 170 degrees also, you could
What do you mean? Now, straight? What do you mean? Now,
no,
straight?
Unless it's perfectly straight.
Oh, if it's straight.
Yeah, but the moment that you make a pipe, bend in the pipe, and you can have a base kibble.
Fine. I mean, that's a problem. That's a problem that... right. Okay, now. Let's go on now. We'll have to skip. We can't go through... every halacha. How do you kasher a mikveh? In other words, as we said before, right? We started with building a mikveh, right? A kosher mikveh. Once you have the bor, okay? So you already have a kosher bor. Let's say you already have water that's kosher. So there are two methods. I mean, the main halacha is really it's brought down by the shach. That the moment water goes into a kosher mikveh, even mayim sheuvim, remember, before the halacha itself talks about mei geshomim, right, make shomim, they join the mayon, right? So whether it is a din mayon or not, what about mayim she'uvi that come on top of a kosher mikveh? You hear, not 39 so, 40 so, 100% a kosher mikveh, that you add more water. At that moment, what will be the din of that water? Obviously, the water will become sort of bottled to the mikveh itself. So the mayim she'uvim, theoretically, cease to be she'uvim. True? Okay. So, what? First of all, as it comes down, every mashu becomes bottle in the mikveh if it goes through alzbitul. Let me tell you that the Rishonim don't learn alzbitul, but if you learn alzbitul, you have no problem either, because every mashu becomes part of the mikveh. But really, it doesn't go as people will see right away. So you mean, do we say Choyzer Benior? Do we say Choyzer Benior or not? So many Rishonim learn that it doesn't work because it's bottled to the majority, but it works as Zerio. You are Zoyrea. It's as if you put back water. Let's say you add water to the river. Is it a point? Is the svara that the water is bottled to the river, or does this water become the river? Right. That's called mishum zerio, zoyreya. It's as if the word that is used in halacha is zerio. You are zoyreya. You are planting the water. The water, it's as if like a seed, right? That is tumah. Once you plant it, it becomes something else, so it loses the tumah. The water loses the shi'u. It loses the psul because you are zoyreya the water. You are making it again part of the board. Therefore, you have a very easy way. You keep adding water, and the water overflows this mikveh. You make a hole on the side. You hear? And you make sure that the water goes on to the next mikveh. So through a small contact, the water will have some contact with the mitzvah, with the kosher board. And that water will just pass through to the next mikveh. And the next mikveh will be 100% kosher with mayim k'sherim, not mayim she'uvim. The mayim she'uvim, the water from the water tap, will become nizra in the water itself, in the mikveh itself, and you have kosher water, so the next mikveh is kosher. Then, according to this shite, you can close the hole, right? You can separate it, and everything is fine, and everything is kosher, and that's it. And now the bor, the original bor, is not necessary. You can clean it out, and now you have a new kosher mikveh, which is 100% kosher. Do you hear? So this is the method which is called in halacha Zerio. And the mokor that's brought down is in if you want to look it up, it's in Samach, it's in Sifkot, in Reish Aleph, everything is in Reish Aleph. In the Shach, in Sifkot and Samach Gimel, says like this. Let me read you the halacha itself. If you have a mitzvah choser, you can't mashlim it with the stam water. But אבל אם יש בו מם סו ונופל לתויכו סו אחס מיילו, from those waters that are not kosher. So here the halacha says like this, a very interesting halacha. Listen to this. What have we been talking about? When you have a kosher bor of 40 so, okay, then you keep adding. So what do you have now? 41 so, 42 so, 43 so. What about if you do the following? You take one saw of mine she'uvim on top of the 40 saw of the board, right? So how much you have? 41. So you take out another saw from the mikveh, and how much you have again? 40. What is the halacha with this 40? Do you hear me? A pisvori, what would you say? Right? You have a kosher mikveh of 40 saw. You add one saw of mine she'uvim, it's nizra, or botul, whatever you want to call it, nizra for sure. True? Yes? Then you take out and you spill out one saw. So what do you have? Again 40 saw of mine sharing. What do you care? If part, are you following me? Part of the water that you are taking out is the old good water. If anyway you have good water because the she'uvim lost their shiu. Do you follow me? Okay?
What's the
havamina? Oh, you'll see, it's not only a havamina, you'll see a psak. I mean, you're right. On the surface, it must have a havamina. I mean, of course, you still have 40 kosher so.
All the 40?
What?
All the 40?
No. It won't be something that you can, that Al Pisvore can figure out. It's not Shaya, because Al Pisvore, there can be anything wrong here. You still have 40 kosher so, okay? So in the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch passes this way: no falso venot also, no falso venot also, ksheiro venot also, kosher, afilu also kein. Now it gets a little bit difficult. Ad yutes peomim, as long as you do it 19 times, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's okay. 19 times. Why 19 times? Why? Because once you do it 20 times, Shvach is more, right? What happens? Maybe the 20 saw that you took out are those 20 good saw. You hear? And therefore, what do you have now? Half and half. Half and half is no good. You have half of the new water of the she'uvim that turned kosher. So, comes out according to this an incredible halacha, that the reason why she'uvim become kosher is because they are a miut. It doesn't make sense, but that's not it. We spoke about Zerio. Zerio means it turns kosher water. So what do I care? If you draw 40 times, what do you care? Even if you're assuming, like he's assuming, that all the water that you drew, which is an impossibility, is all the old water. You hear what we are assuming? You hear what we are assuming? We are assuming that the 20 times that you drew the water is all from the original water. Right? And therefore you are stuck with half and half. Half and half is not kosher. We'll see right away when you see the reason, you'll understand it already. Fine. Abel ben Maim Shefer, all right. Okay, now let me read to you the Shach here. Samagim. Vedas Harambam, the Bemaim She'uvim ad Ruboy Dafke Kosher. That if you do that with Maim She'uvim ad Ruboy, the Chain Hevi Harashbats, the Shem Harayvat, the Kosav Afal Pishi Achroinim Iskimu Lehachshir, Mikoimo Koim Ein Roi Lehachnis Haroish Benamachloikes. We should be Machmir. He doesn't say, it's interesting, Loshon the Shach. He doesn't say, let's be Machmir. He says, why should we put our heads in the machloikes between the Raivad and the other Rishonim? Okay? Now, the Beis Yosef, the Tur brings down this this aloche, and the Beis Yosef says, what is the reason? So, here the Dogel Merovovo quotes the Beis Yosef. He says, "Shetaimo shel Rambam mipnei mare sain." It's not a real aloche that really we are choishes that you took away the old water, and who cares? Even if you did take away the old water, the shuvim become kosher bizrio. It's a mare sain sheyoimru shekulo show. People will think, and that we find very often in mikvois, that if you go to the mikveh and then you take a bath, people will say, what was matir you, the bath, not the mikveh? Oh, so that's no good, so don't take a bath right after the mikveh. We see that there are in mikvoy, since it's a halocha for the hamoy nam, and we are very worried that the hamoy nam, who is ignorant, will make the wrong connections. So what will the hamoy nam say when they see that you drew 20 times the so? What will they say? Oh, you are allowed to go with imam shiurim, right? They don't know the halakha of Zriya. Remember, we are talking about ignorant people. They don't know the halakha of Zriya. They think that the reason why you can add water to a kosher boar is what? Roif. That's what they think. Roif is a known halakha. Zriya is not a known halakha. You hear? So therefore, the ignorant person, when he'll see that you add Maim Shuvim, will say, oh, no, he thinks in himself about Talmid Chochem, oh, it must be because there is a Roif kosher. It's not so, you understand? So when he will see that the rabbi is standing there and allowing drawing 20 or 21 sois, he'll say, oh, so the halacha must be then that the mikveh is kosher b'shuvim. That's what he will think. So therefore it's like a gzero, as marasain, not to draw and spill. Draw and spill, draw and spill. Okay? Says so the Achronim say,
how can you make this real?
Exactly. If so, you have killed the possibility of Zriya. Do you follow me? What is Zriya? Remember, you add water from the water tap, right? And the water goes into the real, to the bore, and then overflows into the kosher mikveh, right? So what are you doing? Noifelso, venoitelso, noifelso, venoitelso. And the new mikveh is as big as this mikveh. Right, so you have, right, so you have 100% the chshash of the rabbi. You hear? You have mamish the chshash of the rabbi. So
that's the only pshat because of the marasain.
It's not. There are other pshatim too because of the shiur. There are pshatim, but the only pshat is the beishiur. So what do we do? What do we do? So. There is a second method. There's a second method. And that method is a very simple method. And that's the method of Hashoko. Hashoko, like they join together, joining together. That means like this. If you have a kosher mikveh, and right next to it you have another mikveh, and you fill it up with water, that other mikveh, right? In the first case, like I told you, Zriya has to be that you keep adding to the kosher mikveh. Hashoko, you don't need Zriya at all, right? So you have a second mikveh, right? Kosher. You have the mikveh that you are going to use, let's say, in the middle. And you have a hole, right? Kishfoyferes, I know there are special measurements in the hole, right? That the water will go through, so then it's considered like a chibur.
From the tap, not from the wheel, right?
From, no, it doesn't make, no. In this, the halacha makes.
It stands still, and it's joined by maybe 2-3 centimeters on top, no?
What do you mean on top? It doesn't have to be on top. You mean some say it has to be on top.
That tap is the joint. It's not flowing the whole thing one into the other.
Well, even that, you mean, as what is that? The zoichlin. Even that, they claim that if it's not the katafris, there is a halachit, if the hole will be a slanty hole, then you have a problem with katafris and you're not allowed to have it. It's katafris. But what about if it's completely horizontal? So, and by the way, there's a very important halacha. Zechilo that comes, mikoyach, odo, because you go into the mikveh and you cause the ripples of the water of the mikveh, and that's not called zechilo, by the way. It has to be a natural zechilo, not caused by odo. But a zechilo that's caused by an odo, so therefore when I go into the mikveh, obviously I'll cause some movement in the mikveh and between the mikvois, that doesn't matter at all. Does it? So that is a shayla. It's one of the shaylas in mikvois. What about if this, there is a stimo, if there is a cover now? Okay, but first of all, do you hear the halacha of Hashoke?
So what's the problem?
It gets there, not really. Lemaise, practically speaking, if you don't let the bore become, that's a practical advice. If you change the water of the bore once a year, under normal circumstances, the dirt will not transfer. You'll see that you can. First of all, you
dirt
can change
to the bottom.
What?
The dirt must settle to the bottom of the bore.
That's right. So even though, it will not transfer. Some women, by the way, complain that there are infections that are caused because of the original mikveh and because it's not the. So doctor, it's very very unlikely. Very unlikely that's what causes it. But anyway, that you hear the halachah of Hashoke, okay? Now, think now. Will Hashoke take care of the problem of the rivet or not? You hear? Hashoke goes through with the gdorim of chibur. It's one. There is even a shita, by the way, that Hashoke is also zriye. Interesting shita. There are shita that hold that Hashoke, the joining of two mikvahs, also works as zriye, because if we look at it as like one gigantic kosher mikveh, right? But there is a Reb Chaim even on this. I forgot to look it up lately, but there is a Reb Chaim on Tumas Kalim that talks about what is the gedder of Hashoke.
The Hashoke thing is that there are really three mikvahs.
No. I'm talking Hashoke without Zriya. Let's focus. Right?
I'm not sure if I understand how you take care of the writer's problem.
On the surface. On the surface. You know, it's the way the Moshe Paschal, not like Chazon Ish, the Moshe argues on the Chazon Ish. It's an old Shiloh already, that in Europe they were Matir Hashoke. Pirch Sam Sofer talks about it, and he's Matir Hashoke. You have a kosher board, then you have a mikveh that you are going to use, and you are going to fill up with regular manshuv. The moment you make a whole kishvoter is anoint, you have created a chibur. That's all. A chibur to a mikveh has a din. Mikveh, you can use it. Then you can either theoretically, again, before we go into the problem, let's say there is a stimo now, or the shayla somebody asked for Moshe. Very often the hole is very high, right? And after they fill it up, they take out some of the water of the real mikveh. You follow me? The hole that connects both mikvehs is high. Then the mikveh that you want to use, they take out some of the water, or some of the water just overflows on the sides of the mikveh and it comes under the hole. Is it still kosher or not? Right? So, halachically, what should be the problem? Once you were already matir the water, it ceases to be she'ulim. How does it regain the status of she'ulim again? So the point is, not necessarily.
Like
you can also what?
It's like chilek is a mikveh.
So what is wrong? Nothing wrong.
The problem is you want to close the hole so you can clean the bore. Right?
Can you use it while it's closed, or in general the hole is too high and now there is no chibur anymore?
So what's the tikkun with Hashoke?
So wait a second. The Hashoke was before. In other words, once you filled up the mikveh, there was a Hashoke. Let's call the Hebrew. Let's call the Hashoke. Okay. But if Hashoke works according to those, I said it works with Tamzria, right? Let's say. Then what happens then? What do you have again? You again have not also. Says the Chazon Ish, Not if you, even if you don't close it. My nafkin mean if you don't close it, you see? Because the
always connected.
So therefore the water goes in and out of the original mikveh.
Always connected, right.
But the water goes in and out of the original mikveh.
Yeah.
So therefore the original mikveh, is it still kosher? The original kosher bor, is it still kosher now? Yes? How do you know? Maybe most of the water of the second mikveh, when it, there's a hole, right? And in a hole, you never know.
So you ask the cash, if you fill up a regular liquid with my shulvin, and you have title in it, right? Anything title in my shulvin?
I don't find
let's
it.
Let's say 80 soft.
Yeah.
Right?
So you're going of what? Of bore, of a regular what?
Yeah, you have a bore, right? And there was 40 soft in the bottom. Right?
Right.
And you poured in another 40 soft.
No good.
I'm sure.
That's no good according to the rabbi.
What? If you pour in?
Sure. What do you mean? If you didn't take out anything, you ate.
Yeah, you have any straw.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, if you title in it, right? They have been titled my sure.
Okay. So, again.
I'm saying that's the same thing.
No. That's not a kashi. That's not a kashi. Because the Beis Yosef says, right? The Beis Yosef speaks about it and he says like this, that as long as there are 40 kosher soul, there won't be any marasayim. The amoris, the ignorant person will say, oh, there's still a mikveh. Right? But once you start taking out, do you follow what I'm saying?
But it's always connected. You're saying when it's connected, this is what's your problem when it's connected?
Right. So what happens to the original board? You need a hashoket to a kosher board.
So now it's connected.
It's connected. So now that it's connected, it could be that water keeps coming from the shi'uvim into the bor, and from the bor back into the shi'uvim. True? As it passes to the shi'uvim, right, the water of the shi'uvim goes back inside. So let's say you have, after 5 minutes, you're going to have 39 in the original bor, good one, and one bad one, by the ignorance mind.
No.
But wait, but before we have that, you have to make of the she'uvim went into the bor, already reached the bor, you already don't have an original bor anymore. You have to make a decision. You can't compare it to one big mikveh. Because it's two mikvois. It's still two mikvois. You're still in it. So then you don't have a chibur anymore. You understand me? You have two mikvois. Mechuboros. But you have two mikvois. As long as you have the chibur and you are using the chibur.
If they were all connected, is there a problem?
If they were still connected?
If they're connected.
So, even if, for sure, they are not connected, right? For sure, they're not connected. Okay. If they are not connected, what would be the halacha of the original board?
What difference does it make?
I'll say it once more. Forget about sfeikis. I mean, the Raiva doesn't go with sfeikis. He says, we assume whenever there is
big mikvah
in a person's perception, that makes the difference. In a person's perception, the whole halach is based on the ignorant man's perception. True. In 80 saw there is no problem in the ignorant man's perception. In two mikvahs, yes. But you see, if once you go with the Humras Harayvat, you cease to have a chibur already. Even when you have a chibur, you have no chibur. Are you following me? Even when you have a chibur, you have no chibur according to the Raivat. Because according to the Raivat, as long as there is a possibility that 20 soul of the Maim Shuvim already went into the original bor, and 20 soul of the original bor went into the Shuvim, do you still have an original bor with kosher water?
That's why you lose the other time, then you have a problem.
What things are done?
Make the connection on the top
3 centimeters, and everything remains still on the bottom.
Okay, so all right. Okay, all right. That's more all right. But the Chazon Ish says.
What?
Because we assume. I mean, because the mix. The question is. Is there, you have a completely separate mikveh on top of a mikveh, but we'll talk of linear. We'll talk about a mikveh on top of a mikveh.
A mikveh on top of a mikveh?
Yeah. That's what you mean, right? But let me tell you what the Chazon Ish comes out. The Chazon Ish comes out, listen to this, it's a very interesting thing.
We're talking about a mikveh on top of a mikveh with the Baal HaRibot of Chabad, the
Chumra of the Chabad.
The third board.
Right. So it's always a problem when you have Chabadniks in the community. I know, for instance, in Toronto there was a major riot. Is anyone from Toronto? Up north in Thornhill, there was a tremendous problem. Somebody gave money for a mikveh. And they had the plans and everything, and then he became a Chabadnik. And he said he withdrew the money. No, they're not doing it according to Chabad, and I'm not giving the money because they need a third one. But let me just tell you the maskone of the Chazon Ish. He says, therefore, since it's so impossible to fulfill the Raivat anyway, it's a waste of money to make Hashoke. Yes. The Chazon Ish held that it was a waste of money to make a second mikveh for Hashoke here. Because in many mikvois, I mean most of the mikvois that we have, right, have two boiros. Again, one for Zrio, right? What is the problem with Zrio? The Raivat's Chumre. Also, you have Hashoke. The Chazon Ish says it's a waste of money because Hashoke creates as much problems according to the Raivat. Then Zriya does. Good. I mean, Reb Moshe argues. I'm just telling you the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that using a second bor for Hashoke is a complete waste of money. Do you hear this? Do you hear clearly the svar of the Chazon Ish? He says you can't be Yoytzel anyway. Right? So you're going to worry about the Raivat? That Reb Moshe is a very interesting thing concerning, do we have to be yoytze lechol hadeyes in mikveh? Do we have to be yoytze lechol hadeyes? It's lechol hadeyes, it's impossible to be yoytze anyway according to our mikvois. Right? It's the same thing, you know, the Gros says concerning, somebody asks the Gros, they say, oh, why he doesn't put on Rabbi Notam's tefillin? Right? He says, Mimonishach. If you could be yoytze lechol hadeyes, fine. But in order to be yoytze lechol hadeyes, I think we have 72 pairs of tefillin. I think you figure out 64, right? So he says, memori. So you have to make afros. You have to make afros. So the same thing Reb Moshe says in one of his tshuvas, he says the same idea. He says, as I told you, do we keep the haloche of having a cold mikveh, not to warm up the mikveh? Right? There is such a shita that holds that you can't have hot water. Hot water is not kosher in mikveh. Right? I even brought the Gemara is much better way, by the way. Why? Forget about the why, but first of all, listen to the Gemara. Why? The why is why. But listen to the Gemara.
Once it's established
that it's a local marasai, then you have to take it as a haloche and forget about the reason. Once it's a haloche based on marasai, it becomes a haloche. Doesn't matter. The haloche now becomes a haloche that you have to take into consideration. I understand what you mean. Listen to this Gemara. Listen to this Gemara. Omar lehu, this is from the Gemara in Broches. Omar lehu rabhune le rabbono. Rabboisai mipnei ma atem mezalzelim bitvilo. Why don't you take a tvila scary, the hero is scary, bitvilo. Imishum tzino, if it's cold, el sharben merchatzois. You can go to the bath, there is not cold. Omar le rab chizde vechiyesh tvilo bechamin. What do you mean go to the merchatzois? Vechiyesh tvilo bechamin. You hear this anymore? No, so that's why. So therefore, you can go to Merchatzoy. So that's the reason. Where it's warm, it's warm there. There is
Merchatzoy.
Yeah. You can make a mikveh in the Merchatzoy.
No, No.
He says fakir. If sharp in Merchatzoy, you can make a mikveh in the Merchatzoy. Sure. I mean, there's a point. You can make a mikveh in the Merchatzoy. So he says, when you can make a mikveh in the Merchatzoy, it will be hot. What's called chamin? Because here it is obviously if mishum tzino, right? And let him say, don't make it too hot. They were trying to justify why they don't go to the mikveh. Good, but chamin here obviously means chamin enough that you should be pleasant.
What do you mean?
So good, so that was the reason. So therefore you can go to Merchatzoy. Okay, fine, but there is a sheet, and you have the Gemara. The Gemara he brings on the side, Tainis Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Tainis is considered, I don't know about Tainis, maybe it's the Gabi Yom Kippur. The Gabi Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, are you allowed to go to the Mikveh Yom Kippur? Says, brings down the Gemara like this. Yes, you are allowed to, because it says that you go in and out Yom Kippur, even though you're not allowed to have anoeh from water, you are allowed to. And obviously, he's talking betzino, when it's cold water. She'i bechamin, hayim yesh tvilo bechamin? Oh, so, in the Meforshim it says, gzeiras merchatzois. That it's part of the gzeiras merchatzois. Not because there is any real issue in that water. But since there is a gzeiro merchatzoy, what? No. Mikveh gzeiro merchatzoy. That people shouldn't say that the merchat. This is why I won't. That you're not allowed to take a bath after you go to the mikveh. Gzeiro merchatzoy. That people are going to say that it's the merchat that was mattering. So, if you are going to with hot water, you're going to say, oh, you're just, you know, it's just the cleaning is what makes you kosher. Whatever it is, good. So there are reasons. So. What am I bringing out? Of course, we don't pass that way, and there are two books. If you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a different chart in the Gemara. It's okay, but there are Rishonim that say clearly, right? And the Ramo brings it down. Ramo says we don't pass like them, you don't have to worry about them. But all we are trying to say is you can be Yoytze Lechol HaDeis anyway, right? And there is, Ramoshe brings down another Shite. Ramoshe brings down a Shite that there is a Shitas Rishonim. That we all spoke about Mayon and Mikveh. There are Shitas Rishonim that Zovo, right? Nido Take can go to a Mikveh. But Zovo, right? And for us, we are Masik Zovois, right? So Zovo needs Maim Chaim. And Maim Chaim is only Mayon, not Mikveh. No, so. So you just have destroyed all the mikvahs in the world, right? So he says, "What you're gonna? So we are gonna be choishet for that shite."
What doesn't
bring it down. The Moshe brings it down in a tshuva. He brings down chamin and zobo as the two shite that we don't even take in consideration, right? So you hear. So it's like it's like the case of the gross. So anyway, you can be yotzei lechol hadeis. So. But anyway, Ramoshe himself holds that there is a tremendous chiduk, and that of course you sense that the Chazon Ish is like a chumra and a chumra. That's meaning the Chazon Ish svore, you can argue on the Chazon Ish svore. I just wanted you to understand the Chazon Ish svore. The Chazon Ish svore is clear, really. Right? I mean, it's not a far-fetched svara. It makes sense what the Chazon Ish says, that Hashoke will have the same chesaron as Zriya. Right? So Reb Moshe argues, and Reb Moshe says that by Hashoke, even the Raivad will agree. Okay? And that's the psak of Reb Moshe, that Hashoke has nothing to do with Zriya, it's not al Zriya, because it doesn't go into the original mikveh at all. You can hear the chiluk, of course. And therefore, there is no marasayin, and there is no gzero, and then the whole aloch of the notalso doesn't apply, and marasayin doesn't apply. Therefore, the raivad will admit by hashoke. But it's interesting. The kule of Reb Moshe is a chumre. You said, because according to the Chazon Ish, there is no need to make a mikveh with Hashoke. Once you have a mikveh with Zriya, you have been yotze the maximum. Right? And it's a waste of money to make a second bore in order to have Hashoke. Are you following me? According to Reb Moshe, who is the Meikel, who says, no, the Raiva doesn't go that far. And by Hashoke, it's okay. What will come out according to Reb Moshe? Well, we should do the maximum. And the maximum is lechatchile. I mean, if you have the money, he says, of course, you don't, it's not kochatz visholema that you weren't yotze. But if you have the money, you have the possibility, you should make Hashoke, because the Raibad will admit by Hashoke that the zero of no falso, but not also doesn't apply. Oh, so why do you have to do Zriya? Now, once you do have a shoke, right? Why do you need Zriya?
They do it the same thing. Even the Chazon Ish case. So you have two Zriyas. Like same thing. If they have problem with Zriya,
you mean in the original? Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting. Where? Most by now, I mean, you know, the what is it, the helmetzer, the one who goes around, he follows the Moshe's advice that you have two boyers, one's Zriya, one Hashoke, and that's it. You don't move from that. What? So that's the thing. Reb Moshe is matir, right? Even when it's sosu, right? The truth of the matter is, it's a shaila, it's a question. Again, it's a Rabbeinu Yeruchem. The Rabbeinu Yeruchem, the Shach brings it down. So he wrote it down somewhere where the Shach is. Let's see now.
What do you mean?
Cleaning us as far as what?
No,
then there shouldn't be even water from that bore. Zriya means that all the water has to be Zriya. No. It means that no water got into the good mikveh that you are going to use, that it's not Zriya. Like this, you have two drops of fish. You
do it
anyway. Because if you want to do everything right 100%, and you have the mikveh that you are going to use is wet, and now you are going to fill it up with good water, then you have a few drops of non-kosher water, right? And then this Rio will be added. So even though the Alokhi is no problem, but if you want to do it 100% and you do it with Rio, you have to dry out the
Rio. Well, what's the Sora of the Chumra?
Sora of the Chumra is because you have Mayim Shehuvim and you're adding to Mayim Shehuvim. It's a Chumra, I'm telling you, not al Alokhi. But if it's al Hashoke, doesn't make any difference. You need order to try it out. That's what Now, yeah, so I wanted to find for you the Rabbeinu Yeruchim here. Let's see if I find. Another thing is that I forgot to tell you.
What is the
Chazanish? Chazanish is the voice on there's one thing that I forgot to tell you. It's an important idea that the Shah, this is in Mem Aleph. The Shah Sifkot in Mem Aleph. That there is, it's more than just I'm going to read the mechaber here. Mikvo sheyesh bo arvoin so umayon kol shehu shehu yocholishoy kol ma sheyir. So you have a mayon and a mikveh next to it, right? Albeit there is a problem, by the way. Can you connect? We are talking about a mikveh. Right? The original mikveh is made shomim. Right, that went straight into the bore, make shomim. Can you have a mayon, like I told you what we did in Uruguay, that we found that they found water in the tehoim, mamesh mea tehoim, right? Mea tehoim have a aloche of mayon, not of mikve, right? And it's metayer bezoichli. There is a shita that says that hashoket doesn't work between mikve and mayon. Only between mikveh and mikveh. So again, talking about shittas yichidois, unusual shittas. There is such a shittas, so you wouldn't be able to use meya tehoim as the original source, if you follow me, okay? But anyway, he brings down the halacha that it's not so, that a mayon connected with a regular mikveh is okay. Va'afal pi sheim rabim alamayim shoyu betoicho tchilo. Says that the shah brings down mem aleph. Vim holchu oishon hamayim shishlichu b'mayon lemokem chotzer. What is he talking about? Zriyos, what we call zriyos, right? If the water was added to the mayon, not to the bor, but to the mayon, and then it overflows. Sheloi hoyoboy klum. Here you have a mayon, like meyatehoy mayon. And you keep adding water, and then the water overflows and goes into a second mokon. Mamish zriyos. Yesh matirim litvolboy, quoting Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Yesh matirim litvolboy, says the Shah. Umashma the yesh oishrim. How? Why would the Rabbeinu Yeruchim say yesh matirim unless there was a yesh oishrim? So there is such a shite, right? So it's brought down the halacha. That according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Zriya doesn't work, but there are many who say that it could be, even though that they know that Rabbeinu Yeruchim doesn't hold it, where Rabbeinu Yeruchim is matir, a mayon that is attached to a mikveh. But there is a shita that says, no, you can't mix the two. It's min b'she'enoy minoy, right? So therefore it could very well be that the Yesh Oishrim that the Rabbeinu Yeruchim hints to is because you can create from a mayon a mikveh, right? So it could, again, it's a possibility. I'm just telling you that lehaloche this Rabbeinu Yeruchim is brought down, right? Besides the Raiva that I told you, that according to the Raiva we have a zero, no falso, and not also, you still have the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that doesn't give any reason, but says that if you keep adding mayon to a mayon and it overflows and the water goes into somewhere else, yesh oishrei, no reason. So you have a second reason. So it's interesting. If you take a look at Reb Moshe, he says it's good to have two because of the Raiva and Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So whenever he says what,
it's a mayon.
No. I'm just telling you what the other possibility in the chapter of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. I don't want to mix you up. There is a possibility in Shati Rabbeinu Yeruchem that he's saying it as Mayon. But there is a possibility that Rabbeinu Yeruchem doesn't hold of Zrio. There is such a possibility. We don't know what Rabbeinu Yeruchem holds. So,
that's the
problem. What do you mean? What do you mean? No. You have half and half. No, you don't have. What do you mean?
Rabbi Yerucham is talking about when it's more than Roy.
When it's more than Roy. No, when it was added more than Roy. Right? So, good. So the Raivad gives a reason. I mean, let me clarify. The Raivad never talks about this halokhe. The Raivad never talks about the halokhe of an overflowing mayon or boil. We assume, right? Now, we assume that the Raivad would apply the halokhe of no falsove, not also to this case. But Rabbeinu Yeruchim says it clearly without giving a reason. Yesh matiri. The question is, does yesh matiri mean that I know someone who is matir and no one is aser, or does it imply yesh oishrim? And since we don't know, so in the Moshe's Tshuvas, whenever he tells you we don't have one at the time today, but when Moshe speaks about the building of the mikveh, he says, make two boilers, mishum.
What is it?
In Moshe, we have, I didn't bring the other one also, here in Chelek Yoredeye, Hashoke doesn't work mikoy azriya.
No, why doesn't it work azriya also? When you mention
Hashoke should be azriya, you're saying.
Yeah, no, because you didn't bring the water through the mikveh of Hashoke. What? It's
different. It never became part of the original mikveh. Kibur doesn't make it into the one big mikveh. We look at it as a Hebrew. Zuriya is only, and again, I'm explaining to you according to the Shita that says Hashoke is not Zuriya. There is a Shita that says Hashoke is Zuriya. That's what Hashoke is. But I'm saying according to the most of the Shita that says Hashoke is not Zuriya. It's a new thing. That's Hebrew. Hebrew is Matri. So they say, what is the difference between Hebrew and Zuriya? Zuriya means you mamish make it part of the mikveh that it mamish one. And then it overflows, but not if you already have one mikveh, another mikveh, and you're connected. That's not real.
So Zriya is only from the top? That makes it like one from the head?
It doesn't have to be from the top. What about if you have from the bottom, but it has to become one mikveh?
It's from the bottom. Why does it make it one?
Might not come in it. Might not come
in. No, might not be between a pipe?
Yeah.
From
question is, do you have one mikveh or two mikvehs?
What does it mean from the bottom?
Let's say you have
Zriya.
What?
What is accepted Zriya?
Accept that Zriya is water that becomes one with the original board. Yeah. One. Doesn't have to be from the top necessarily. What about theoretically? If you have a pipe from the bottom that keeps adding water.
What is that better than the Hashoka thing in the middle?
I understand. If you have a mechitza between two mikvot, you have two mikvot, right? That's the Mishnah.
Yeah.
You have three mikvot, each one is 20 souls. It's a big problem because there is a mechitza. So you have a mechitza between two mikvot. You can't call it
one.
Zriya.
You can't call it one.
You can't call it one.
So what do you do? When you have a boar in the mikvot?
Hashoke. So Hashoke is Hebrew, it's not Zriya.
So how do you do Zriya?
Oh, you have to. The normal way, you add water to the original mikveh. It overflows, and as it overflows, what's falling into the second mikveh? Kosher water. That's Zriya. But the original mikveh, you keep adding water. You have a kosher board, keep adding water. You added 1 inch. What is that 1 inch? Kosher water. Mikoyach ma. Not Chibur, Zriya. Mamish, you made it like what? Kosher water.
But it's a separate construction, right?
No. First, it's not a separate construction. You have one board. Adding
water.
Overflows to the second mikveh.
Right.
So the water that overflows is Nizra already. It's already kosher water. So therefore, you have no problem at all. You have no shi'uvim anymore.
And when you have a pipe, Hashoka, you don't say that the water is going in?
Forget about Chazonish. No, you don't say the word.
You don't say the word as a man.
They connect. They connect. But they don't become one. They don't become one. It's not Zriya. Zriya is only when it becomes one. Right? The same. The same.
You mean that the main mikveh goes in there?
Right.
So, and by a pipe that doesn't go in, you don't say that it goes in?
What do you mean a pipe? You mean a
hashok, right?
Hashok. So first, I know it. Not that it doesn't go in. That there are two mikvois. Two mikvois is not Zriya. These are machitzeh.
So by the case where it overflows, it's also machitzeh, no?
Doesn't matter. But the water already became Nizra. You hear the nafkamine? You see? Well, clarify it once more. The question is, the tap water, where does it go in? Does it go to the original kosher mikveh? And as it goes into the original kosher mikveh, it becomes Nizra, and when it overflows, you have kosher water flow, or you fill up directly. Right, of course, of course, of course. All right, well, the blue netter will continue because I want to go into the tubas themselves.